Blackstone Audio presents A Cool Breeze on the Underground by Don Winslow. Prologue. Dad's Call. Neil knew he shouldn't have answered the phone. Sometimes they just ring with that certain rotten jangle that can mean only bad news. He listened to it ring for a full 30 seconds before it stopped, and then he looked at his watch. Exactly 30 seconds later, it rang again, and he knew he had to answer it. So he set his book down on the bed and picked up the receiver. "Hello," he said sourly. "Hello, son," a cheerfully mocking voice answered. "Dad, it's been a long time. Meet me." It was an order. Neil hung up the phone. "What's up?" Diane asked. Neil pulled on his sneakers. "I have to go out, a friend of the family." "You have an exam in the morning," she protested. "I won't be long. It's 11 o'clock at night." "Gotta go." She was puzzled. One of the few things Neil had ever told her about himself was that he'd never known his father. Neil pulled on a black nylon windbreaker for the cool May night and hit the streets. Broadway was still busy this time of night. It was one reason he loved living on the Upper West Side. He was a New Yorker, born and bred, and for all of his 23 years had never lived anywhere but on the Upper West Side. He bought a Times at the newsstand on 79th in case Graham was...